Ray Matuszewski spoke with the Petersburg City Council by phone from his hometown of Ketchikan in the hopes of winning a lobbying contract.
Many municipalities and corporate entities that do business with the state or are dependent upon funding from the state really don't have a good handle or understanding of how it works, time frames, processes, and things like that. And that's what I bring. That's my area of strength or my skill set is I know people in both the executive and legislative branches of government. I've worked in both branches of government at a fairly high level and understand and am aware of those processes.
Matuszewski worked as a chief of staff for former State Senator Lloyd Jones of Ketchikan between 1987 and 1992. He later served as a deputy commissioner and then commissioner of the State Department of Administration under Governor Frank Murkowski. He started his own consulting and lobbying business in October of 2005.
I think of myself more as a consultant than a lobbyist. Lobbyist kind of has gathered a negative connotation. This isn't about twisting arms and buying people drinks. This is about presenting proper information to the right people at the right time to best expose your interest to the people that are going to make decisions about them and give us the highest potential to get what you're looking for.
What Petersburg and most municipalities mainly look for from state government is funding for local improvements and capital projects, for operations for schools and city government. While the state has more money than it's ever had right now, the governor continues to push for less spending, so Mayor Al Dwyer asked Matuszewski what the benefit would be to having a lobbyist. Matuszewski said Southeast was well represented by its legislators, but he said they have a broad palette of issues to deal with.
If you hire a lobbyist, me or anyone, you're hiring someone who is focused on your issues and isn't distracted by all kinds of other issues that can observe and participate in the process and make sure your message, what you're looking for, is carried to the right people at the right time.
Matuszewski currently represents Ketchikan's borough and city governments. He was recommended to Petersburg by former Mayor Ted Smith. Petersburg's city council chose not to renew a contract it had with its former Juneau lobbyist in 2006. And as they considered spending up to $36,000 to hire Matuszewski for a year, there was some opposition. Councillor John Haverlick thought it was a little too late to hire a lobbyist for this session, and he didn't think Petersburg was ready to give a lobbyist clear direction.
We don't have our priorities in line to even give him guidance of what we want, and we won't for a while. The other thing is, looking at the governor's capital budget, we're getting $900,000 for a roof, $4,350,000 for the runway safety area, and hopefully $339,000, $340,000 for revenue sharing. And I don't think we're going to get any more out of that.
Haverlick simply added that he also just didn't like lobbyists and he didn't see the value in hiring one. Councillor Melinda Hofstede still wanted to look over Matuszewski's resume, which the city did not yet have. Also, she thought $36,000 was too much, but she also thought the city should hire a lobbyist, and she was impressed with what she had heard so far from Matuszewski.
I was impressed with his administrative background, which I don't think we'll see any results as far as money this year. I think we've got what's in the governor's budget. That's about it. But I do think he can help us to start working these projects up these various lists. And, you know, it takes more than 1 year. And so I think he can do that. But I would like to see us, I think that's too high of a salary range.
Hofstede wanted to take more time to consider the hire, but the rest of the council did not share Hofstede's reservations. Mayor Al Dwyer was satisfied that Matuszewski had been recommended by the former mayor and worked well with legislators Peggy Wilson and Bert Stedman.
I think we need somebody up there to just let us know when something's coming down the pike, what committee it's in, and how it's going to affect Petersburg. In the meantime, we can put our heads together and come up with a list by head, not heart. We got a list by heart without using our brains there, remember? And we just went with the emotions, and we come up with a list of about six items, right? Something like that. And so we need to complete that meeting, but I don't see that as a holdup because I don't see why we shouldn't go ahead and sign a contract with this guy and come up with the recommendations. Get them working right away.
The council voted 5-2 to allow the acting city manager to enter into a lobbying contract with Matuszewski for up to $36,000. Hofstad and Haverlick were opposed. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.